person was involved in the murder trial last week, so paperwork didn't come through on time and what have you. We would like to get this in for AB for today. I just got the call, and you guys are getting ready to sign up and submit for
AB. AP would have to create a check, and we'd have to approve it later on in the day if they want to do that. But how much is it for me?
I don't have any information.
Why can I not wait until next week?
I'm not sure.
Then I would get with Melanie and find out what they can do as far as that with Dawn, and then present it to us.
They have turned into AP.
They did turn it in?
It's on for next week. They already know if we can push it and have it done right now. If we can get a check number real fast, can you approve that?
What's the amount?
She said a little over 100.
Oh, a witness. If you go get us a check number,
I think we could. So it's not an employee, it's a witness reimbursement?
That's an officer. Yeah, well, the officer was a witness.
Oh, it's an officer.
Not for us.
I think it's a little unorthodox.
They feel it's vital that we approve it this week, not next?
Well, what's wrong with waiting a week? Go through the proper process. We open it up now, how many other people are going to... Oh, well, we got this...
I'm just saying the direction of what they're doing.
They being...
The prosecutor's office.
It's a witness that they had testify.
Their trial. I'm not sure they didn't need it.
Oh.
I said, I'll go ask. They just started... We didn't know we'd ask you if we wanted it.
But if they'll bring the check number, let us look at the data.
I say, yeah, just get everything. Go through the proper... We might have to take it back up later on, though.
Okay.
In the day.
Radio console discussion.
Good morning.
Morning.
I came to you. What's been
time to get played, probably 2-3 months ago on the radio consoles and proceed with checking on that. And what we have come found on this, they present radio phone, came down, went over our system, looked at it, presented us with two different proposals on it. The one proposal for the Motorola consoles was, I thought, exceptionally high. We've been looking at the Z-Con, and we went with the Z-Con. It was a little over $100,000 less than what the Motorola was. This is also a project that Western has agreed to go in $80,000 on. It's for setting up four dispatch consoles in the replacing our old system, which was put in 2002 and is very outdated and unable to get support and parts for anymore. This is for putting in four consoles. It'll be complete to handle everything that we are doing now, plus is very easily expandable in the future. For the consoles, or the whenever I say consoles, it's actually computers operating the radio system. And the total project price is $156,602.40. This is bid off of the NASPO contract number 06913. I took that to Mr. Erickson, showed him the information. It is a current bid, national bid, and Mr. Erickson said it is a bid that they work off of all the time. So he was very, very satisfied with going forward with it. Of course, this project was not in the budget. This is something that came up, I think, in late March, early April. On the lack of support on the system that we've got now. So my question is, you know, if we can go ahead and proceed with this.
Would any of this be part of 911? Because that's where all the calls come into. This is strictly for.
This is strictly dispatching, not 911 calling.
Not the PSAP aspect of it, but still part of the 911 function to dispatch, is it not?
Or no. No. No, 911 is strictly call taking.
Okay. You knew ours is quite old, and you knew it was going to be going bad. It just happened that it
well, I knew ours was old and needed to be replaced, but we was continually using it. And then, in, like I said, late March, early April, they said that the software was no longer supported, and of course, it's being held together literally and in the office by paper clips in some areas.
And Western said they would pay $80,000.
Oh, this is the one that, okay.
Yeah, Western said that they would pay $80,000 since we do dispatch.
You dispatch for them, okay. That's where I was getting.
And you said the total bill is $156,000.
The total project's $156,602.40.
$602.40. You said you already talked with
Ron?
With Ron Erickson?
Yes. Yes. And he said that was a very acceptable bid and it's current.
When you had looked for, I was trying to think, and I can't remember the number. Is this a little higher than what you thought it was before?
4,000 less.
Okay.
I was thinking.
Whenever I seen Steve before, I said it would be around 40,000 consoles. And there's four consoles. So, I guess at this point,
bring the actual purchase. I mean, because it's not big.
The actual purchase of it.
Yeah. And bring it forward so we vote on that.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
To bring the actual purchase to us, and then we can vote on that.
Okay.
Unless you want to vote from us to give you the go ahead.
So do a purchase order. And
what do you guys want? How you guys want to do it? Or you want Ron Erickson to bring us something? Do you want to take action today, or do you want them to bring something to us that's more specific with numbers and company name and bid? And
I've got the.
You've got all that?
Here. Yes. This is the full proposal. This is the warranty sheet and the price sheet. Here's the rest of it. On this has the contact.
Quote number and the contact. Okay.
Yeah.
And then you would have on the approval, and you would just order it, do your purchase order, and your payment request and stuff.
Right.
And you'd talk about your equipment line item, whichever fund that you said coming, it would just show that it was over, but it would be understood.
Yeah.
That,
okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Radio phone is the company?
Yes.
Radio phone.
Radio phone out Springfield.
I was listening.
You guys have any
questions from us? Radio phone and purchase of that.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This using existing equipment, combining the two to the computers and stuff. Unless if you went out for brand X or Y or Z, you don't know what you get there.
Well, yeah, this one pick up the radios and the things we already have. This is a control.
It meshes together with existing stuff.
Right.
I ran.
That's good for you.
Yeah, oh man.
I keep telling him that.
I know.
Phil's office a little more.
No, but he was having fun with it. I said, well, I thought you had those stairs all the time. I said, you should go do it more often. So we want the motion to review all maintain the camera at $156,000 for the purchase of. Okay. Which one do you want, Paul? Unless there's no more questions, I'm ready to make a motion to accept from Radio Phone Wireless Radio Phone Company, quote number 58318-01, contract number 06913 from NASPO, contract number for the purchase of the equipment for the Sheriff's Office in the amount of 150 between them, Radio Phone, and Tana County, in the amount of $156,602.40.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Can I get all in here? Aye.
Aye. Motion carried.
What's wrong? You guys want to show Miss Wyatt the...
Here's what the amount...
Commissioner Schofield, you want to come back to accounts payable?
Yeah, we'll just come back to accounts payable.
Is it going to cause any problems in the future to where entities within or with outside the courthouse will request? Because the deadline's known. Wednesday by such and such time is the deadline, right?
Do you have to check now?
Well, it didn't have to be a warrant.
Oh, warrant.
Just for your information, you know, you need to be able to take care of these situations.
I just want to make sure it's not going to cause any problems with.
What we did, we had four men fill out the board and you can process the check whenever you want. And I don't know if we still have that or not, but I think it's a good idea to cover you guys to have some sort of process.
Well, if it's an emergency to where, and I know like in the past, a bill comes in from a vendor. And if we don't pay it by such and such time, there's going to be a 10% fee, blah, blah. I mean, I understand that.
And even though we usually have that form filled out, so that's...
I just want to make sure it's not going to cause any problems in any of the departments in the future. If we go ahead and make an exception here. I don't want it to be a, well, we have a deadline, but a deadline really doesn't matter because we can do whatever we want anyways. Right. So I just want to make sure it doesn't cause any more for you guys. Because, I mean, for us, it's simple. We just say... check number and aye, yay, nay.
Right.
Ain't no big deal to us. So do you guys want to go ahead and...
I will.
You have the check number there?
Yeah.
I'll make
right,
a motion
yep, go ahead.
To approve warrant number 7035.
Did you say to approve?
To approve. I make a motion number. To approve the warrant number 7035.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
All in favor?
Yeah, aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, we're going to move back up to, where was I at? The approval of previous meeting minutes for July 30th. July 30th for executive session minutes.
Move to approve executive session minutes for July 30th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes dated July 30th, 2018.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Oh.